America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Billy Lanny has put together a poll that he just tweeted out from at Jones and Keith.
All right, here we go. Big vote.
Trade deadline today. It's an important vote.
Yep.
He says the Patriots will be blank at today's trade deadline, buyers or sellers. What are they doing, Keith? What do you want them to do? It's a busy day across the NFL. What do we think the Patriots do between now and 4 o'clock?
So I'm not anti-buying, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, how you can bring in a guy that's under contract for next year, and even though you're not in it per se for this year, this is also an opportunity to add talent to the team. But I think it's more of the seller department. They already traded away a Joshua Uche. I feel like Tyquan Thornton, KJ Osborne, and Kyle Duggar all didn't play last week. I know Duggar was a, quote, you know, injury, right? He was limited to practice. So maybe it had more to do with that. But still, those three guys, I feel like, are all prime trade candidates. Now, I can't imagine you get much, if anything, for Thornton or Osborne. But I think get them out of the room. Don't have them, you know, even be on this roster clocking up reps and things like that. Focus on the other young guys in the wide receiver room. So I'm looking at it more as like addition by subtraction. Like move on from a few of those pieces, put other guys in spots to play for the rest of this year so you can sort of see what you have going forward.
It's interesting, and I agree. I mean, I want them to be buyers on the right player. I brought up the Montez Sweat analogy to the Bears last year. They were a bad team, but they bought at the trade deadline. They added to their defense. I know Rap Sheet wrote about that over the weekend. You know, the Niners were terrible and traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, you can be a bad team and add and try to change your foundation and your trajectory. And I'm fine with the Patriots doing that. But I like your approach in the wide receiver room. You hear Bedard and Breer talking there off the top. There's something wrong in that wide receiver room.
You think?
Like, there's something that's out of whack in the receiver room, and it's volatile is the word they used. And Keith, these are all guys, to Breer's point, that had pretty pristine reputations. Kendrick Bourne, who we've talked to and we like.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Osborne apparently has a really good reputation around the league, or at least he did before he got here. Jalen Polk came in with a pristine evaluation off the field in terms of a good player to get along with,
yeah,
and work with in the receiver room. He'd be a good teammate. He's a professional. He's been none of those things since he got here. And Bedard had the little comment there at the end that, well, you got a rookie receivers coach in there in Tyler Hughes, mm-hmm, and it's just run amok. It's run amok in that room. And so the Patriots need to do some of that as well. Addition by subtraction to play the younger guys who they played last week and we were a fan of. Not that they played well.
No.
But we were a fan of playing Polk, Booty, Bourne, and Baker. Like, those are the guys I would like them to play, assuming Bourne's even still on the team.
I mean, the problem with them is they have too many guys. They don't need seven receivers. Right?
So keep lopping them off.
They don't have seven. And not like any of them are returning punts or kicks or even covering punts or kicks. So you have seven wide receivers, mm-hmm, and it's the worst group. Like, talent-wise, they're not very good. And I think if you go through each one, they all have their own beefs for whatever the reasons might be. You know, so KJ Osborne has, he and Bourne have the most NFL experience. And KJ Osborne was the third receiver where he came from, but it was Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison above him. So he's probably thinking, like, all right,
I'm a two.
I got the best receiver in the league that's playing in front of me. I get it. He's looking around because nothing's really, I don't think any one of those seven guys is significantly better than the next guy down. I would say Thornton's the seventh, but like out of the other six, they're all kind of similar.
Yeah.
Therefore, they all probably think they're the one on this team. And then the first 5 weeks, you have Jacoby Brissett throwing you the ball. So even if you were a number one, you're not putting up number one stats. You combine that with like a lot of losing and then sort of like jumbling around who's playing, who's not. I can see why they're upset. But what's crazy is just the confidence that they have. Like, none of them have done anything in the league with the exception of maybe Kendrick Bourne. And you would think, like, all right, well, he's an adult in the room. But if the room is so sideways, then, like, and he's not really doing a great job, like, leading those guys. Like, he sounds great. Like, when he comes on with us or when he's at the, you know, in the locker room, like, he does say a lot of the right things. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem to have any kind of impact on the Hulks and Thorntons and the Booties and the rest of those guys.
And so what do I expect them to do? I expect them to sell. And the names we talked about yesterday, Osborne and Thornton, healthy scratches, I expect them to move on from. Let's put Kyle Duggar in a separate category. We talked about that briefly. I want to circle back to
that.
But because we're talking about the receivers, I saw this stat this morning from Chad Graff at The Athletic. This is unbelievable. This is Jalen Polk, who, by the way, when we talked to Tommy Curran at High Noon, Curran is comparing Polk and Javon Baker to Asiasi and Dalton Keene.
Wow.
He's like, it already feels like Asiasi and Keene, these two receivers. That's Tom Curran.
I do think Polk is terrible. I do. Like, I think.
Well, hang on, you think that. Let me give you some numbers,
though,
on Jalen Polk. Again, this is from Chad Graff at The Athletic. It's still early, but we're getting close to bust territory for Patriots wide receiver Jalen Polk.
100%.
Keith, you said this a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I did.
He was the number 37 overall pick. Out of 128 wide receivers that qualify, he ranks.
128?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He ranks 128th.
That's low.
By PFF. That's the Pro Football Focus ranking.
So they think he's the worst receiver in the NFL.
128 out of 128.
Okay.
He is 128th. In yards after catch per reception.
He's not gaining a lot of ground there.
He's 127th.
Not a big yak guy. Oh!
Yards per route run.
All right, so there's one guy worse in yards per route run.
Yeah. Right. And he's the worst in yards after catch per reception. And nice. The worst graded receiver in the NFL.
He stinks.
10 catches, 26 targets. He had two penalties on Sunday. He was benched in that game. He drops everything that comes his way. And so, yeah, what do the Patriots do at the trade deadline? I do want them to subtract some pieces like that, but that is going to mean more Jalen Polk on the field. And is he going to play his way out of this? It doesn't feel like it.
No, and like this is also the guy who said he has the best hands in the league. He said that he's limited, which is he's currently being limited, which I think is a shot at the coaching staff and the play calls. But then when he's been given a chance, he's dropped passes. And then this past week, he had two penalties. And I know Jerod Mayo, like, just was like, oh, that was a bad call on the holding, and it was Drake May's fault on him lining up wrong or whatever. But no, that's Jalen Polk. Like, I think right now, I would say bust. I would say bust for Jalen Polk.
Oh, but you have to vote one way or the other. It's unquestionable.
It's not even close. Yeah. But I think at the very least, it sort of changes scenery. Like, is he able to pull his head out of his ass here? Is he going to be able to have any success here? Or is it just like the damage is done? Just being here, being on this team, being in that uniform, like, he's not going to be able to figure it out here, and he needs to go somewhere else. And, I mean, the reality is, there have been other guys that we felt like pretty early on might be busts, and then they were. One of them is his teammate, Tyquan Thornton. You're like, that guy going to be any good? No. Still isn't. N'Keal Harry was another one. Credit to Andy Hart. Andy Hart was at, like, the third training camp practice of his rookie year. And he's like, I don't see it in this guy. And it was right. Like, he's awful. So,
meanwhile, I was throwing a party when they drafted
him. I mean, listen, we all like guys coming out and or don't like them. And then it takes time and they can change your mind. But no, Polk has been, you know, he came from a great offense at Washington. He was one of three receivers taken in the draft. Obviously, his quarterback was a first round pick. He wasn't the number one, right? They had Roma Dunze there, but he still had a very productive last season at Washington. So he probably is coming in with a certain expectation level, but he's been terrible. He hasn't been able to make the most of his opportunity. He's gotten some opportunity, and he's let it slip literally through his hands.
Yeah, it has not gone well. So again, it is trade deadline day out there in the NFL.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What do you expect the Patriots to do? What do you want the Patriots to do? We can get into their biggest needs. Our question now, at Jones and Keefe. Not all precincts are reporting, Keefe.
No, not yet. This might be into the wee hours of the morning,
yeah,
perhaps this tomorrow.
This is like Dixville Notch at this point. It's very, very early.
I think they were split today.
They were split.
Dixville Notch.
It was 3-3.
3-3. The six registered voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Respect. Somebody's got to go first. Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch is first in there every single time.
It's a push. So now we're gonna have to listen to the rest of the votes. Yeah. Normally they can tell you who's going to be the president, but not this year.
No.
This year.
Not very, very split.
That's all right.
So not all precincts
there
reporting.
There must be some angry people in that town.
What's up with notches in New Hampshire? Dixville Notch, Franconia Notch.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Speak on behalf of New Hampshire. That's you.
Again,
what do you mean? You don't know.
I don't know New Hampshire. I didn't know. Where was that one town? Stratton? I thought that was north. It's not. Apparently it's east. I don't know. I know like 5 towns/cities in New Hampshire. I can't speak to north of Concord.
How many notches are in New Hampshire?
5 to 10, probably.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Are there notches in any other states?
No. That's a New Hampshire thing, I would imagine. Yeah, notches. Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch gets
Franconia
right in there.
Notch.
Every 4 years, they got something to look forward to.
We have a Cotta Notch.
Oh, we do?
Crawford Notch. Crawford Notch.
Dixville Notch.
Yeah, well, that one.
Franconia Notch.
Yeah. Those are good notches.
Kinsman Notch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pinkham Notch. Zealand Notch.
7!
Keith said 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Is Keith a New Hampshire guy through and through, or is he a New Hampshire guy through and through? Like, wow.
Live free or die.
Like, intrinsically, he knew that.
Yep.
Inherently, he knew that.
Me, Ryan Day, Matt Bonner, Brian Wilson, Adam Sandler. What a crew. Seth Meyers, Sarah Silverman.
So it's early in the polling. But right now, you expect the Patriots to be sellers today. 72%. Would you be bothered if they do nothing, Keith? Like if they don't pick a lane, they don't buy, they don't sell, they sit there. This is the roster. They do nothing.
No,
I
wouldn't be as mad as like the Red Sox. Like the Red Sox, very different. Like the last 3 years, the Red Sox were just outside the playoff race at the deadline, and it was like pick what you're going to do. Are you going to let guys go in free agency and get nothing for them? Are you going to add and try to get in? This isn't the case, and it usually isn't the case with football. But I think it's an opportunity for Elliott Wolf to maybe have a good day. Elliott Wolf did not have a good offseason. Elliott Wolf had what's trending as a bad draft. Now, you'll still have Drake May, but I don't know how much credit you really give him for Drake May. The free agency was a disaster. It was a horrible free agent offseason for Elliott Wolf. This is another day during the NFL season where you can add, subtract, tinker with your roster. So what does he do? If he does nothing, I think it'll be annoying, but it's not the be all end all. I still want to see what you have in your first and second year guys who are currently here.
I would be annoyed. You used the right word. I would be annoyed if they do nothing.
You just want to get rid of a couple guys?
Yes.
You're not trying to bring in anybody necessarily.
Look, I would like him to do something. You're the GM. What do you do? Like, we said a lot about what does Gerard Mayo do?
The guy with the stick meme?
Yeah.
Like, do something?
What do you do? And so you brought back all the Bills guys in the offseason. You brought it. Like, what do you do? Other GMs are making deals, so pick something.
Oh, Jonathan Mingo got traded.
Do you want to clear out your receiver room? Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Do you want to add? Is there a long-term piece you want to add? Go ahead. But, like, why don't you wake up and do something, Elliott Wolf?
You've
basically done nothing to this point on the job, nothing of substance, nothing of consequence, other than fall ass backwards into Drake May. How about you do something?
So they literally have two players that you got to keep, right? They have two players you got to keep.
Uh-huh.
Drake May, Christian Gonzalez. Everybody else, you can do whatever you want.
Great interview, Christian Gonzalez.
Yesterday on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Make sure you check that out.
Check it out. Listen to it twice. But those are the only two guys. So you can really, you're kind of free to do whatever else you want to do. And I don't know, like, are there pieces out there that could help your team for now and going forward? Maybe. And that'd be great if you're Elliott Wolf. But this would be a good time, too, to talk to Gerard Mayo. Is there anybody in the locker room that he feels like kind of pulling in the wrong direction? Are there guys that you're like, hey, I know we're not a great team, but we at the very least have to have everybody on the same page? So if there are some that aren't kind of going the other way, you know, Belichick did it famously with like Randy Moss.
Yep.
But if there's somebody else sort of, you know, inside the locker room, maybe even more so than like on social media, right? Because when Jalen Reagor got cut from the practice squad, we saw the Instagram thing, but then the reports out of there were like, nah, he was kind of in the locker room like popping off a lot. So if there's some of those guys, get rid of them. This is a great, like, maybe you don't get much for them, but now's the time to get rid of them and at least not have that kind of distraction for the second half of the year.
So I would like him to pick a lane. And again, it's not the end of the world. You said it's not the be-all, end-all, but it's annoying. What do you do? It's a roster that you can add to. It's a roster you can peel pieces off of. Why don't you earn your paycheck and get something done on deadline day while other people around the league are making moves? And put your stamp on this roster. Because so far, really all you've done is, again, fall ass backwards into Drake May
right.
and re-sign a bunch of Bills guys. Other than that, you haven't really done anything. Here's a day you could do something and distinguish yourself one way or the other. So
good
why don't you try?
Good text. Can we trade coaches? Is that at the trade deadline? You don't typically see coaches.
I think technically you're allowed to do that, right?
Yeah.
You see coaches traded in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't think at the deadline.
No, well, not at the deadline, but, like, technically, are
well,
you
Bill
allowed?
Belichick was a trade, so, yeah, you can trade coaches.
Oh, yeah, duh, right. Yeah, you're allowed. Like, yeah. Gruden got traded. Right, yeah. You're allowed to trade coaches. Bruce Arians was a trade.
I don't think a trade deadline, although that would be wild. Throw Gerard Mayo on the block.
Mayo's still, I think Eberflus might be flying up the hottest hot seat there.
Yeah.
I think it's Peterson, Eberflus, and now Mayo, I think, in some of the odds I saw last night.
I did read some Eberflus quotes from yesterday where he also was of the, we got to run the ball, stop the run, and it starts with me. There's a lot of, like, the coach cliche checkbox. I think PFT commenter was talking about it. He's like,
nice.
Yeah, good stuff from Eberflus.
Yeah, feels
DJ
like
DJ Moore
on the
was
way.
Asked if Eberflus lost the locker room, and he goes, I want to say no.
Yeah. No, he like walked off the field on a play, right? DJ Moore?
DJ Moore did. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, nice.
I want to say no. They just gave DJ Moore a ton of money,
yeah.
too. I don't know why they brought Eberflus back.
That's a good question.
That was a miss, I feel like, on their part.
It wasn't.
They could have started fresh. Caleb Williams and a new coach.
Wasn't very bright. And so, you know, Keith, you talked about this yesterday, your tweet that you had in the middle of the game on Sunday. Like, you can look at the entire Patriots roster.
By the way, that thing, people are still responding to it.
Are you still getting chirped about that?
It's insane. It's insane. It got a lot of attention.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Right? I don't know why.
It was
trust me, it was good. Like, I tweeted it, so it was good. But, like, was it this good? The fact that it's still, like, every time I see, like, notifications, I click it,
you're
and it's, like
oh,
more
good.
People
somebody,
responding to it.
Somebody must be saying something real nice, and no. Then you go in and you're like, oh, not
No,
not
it's never that. It's yeah. Twitter. But Patriots checklist for 2025 and just went down the positions. And I think you feel good about quarterback. That's it for offense. And then on defense, you're like, you got Gonzalez.
But you could
that's
still,
it for defense.
You could still use another corner.
You could, yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you could use four corners.
It's the other reason why, and you're...
And now
you're,
I'm not even so sure about the punter.
No, I wouldn't be
that
either.
That guy made me look like an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's why you're still getting chirped.
That
and so, your tweet, though, is a good jumping off point, where it's like, it's a blank canvas for you. Like, you can go out and add anywhere on the roster.
Needs. Yes.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Needs. Yes.
You can add anywhere. You can add on the offensive line. You can add on the defensive line. You can add in the secondary. You could add in your running back room.
Get
you can add a wide
player.
Receiver.
Get some good players.
Go ahead and get another tight end. Like, there's a million things you can do.
Yep.
Because this team needs it all. And you're sitting here and doing nothing to me would be very frustrating.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.